public on racial disparities that show minorities faring much worse than their white counterparts when it comes to child welfare, treatment in schools, and other areas. For example, black people comprise only 8% of the state's child population, but make up 37% of those waiting to be adopted and 28% of those cared for outside their homes. Indiana's Commission on Disproportionality in Youth Services will hold public forums to discuss such issues over the next 5 weeks in Kokomo, Fort Wayne, New Albany, Gary, and Evansville. The commission is due to submit a report of its findings and an action plan to the legislature and the governor in October. Local musicians are performing tonight at a benefit concert for the Chinese earthquake victims in Urbana. Mezzo-soprano Yuzhan Zhou is a University of Illinois PhD music student. She'll perform during the concert. Zhou says her family is from Sichuan province, and her great-aunt died in the earthquake. She says for the last few years, she and her friends have been meeting at her home to rehearse for the concert. Zhou says the quartet will play music ranging from Mendelssohn to Chinese art songs.
I chose the Chinese art song. The name is I Didn't Bring Back My Heart from My Homeland. Very obvious why I choose it, because my heart is there with my people.
Joe says admission to the concert is free, but she hopes people will donate as much money as they can to help the victims in Sichuan. The concert starts tonight at 7:30 at Wesley United Methodist Church near the Illini Union in Urbana. Junior hockey will once again be played in Danville. The Danville Inferno announced yesterday that it will begin play this September at the David S. Palmer Arena. Junior hockey features amateur players age 20 and under. The Danville Inferno will compete in the new Great Lakes Junior Hockey League in the B level of junior hockey. Its general manager and assistant coach is Cameron Estes, a Danville native who has also worked with the old Danville Wings junior hockey team and the Danville Pounders minor league team. The Danville Inferno will hold open tryouts for players this July. Players from out of town will live in Danville with host families. About 25,000 bees have swarmed a fifth-grade classroom at Delhi Elementary School in Jerseyville. Principal Michelle Brown tells the Alton Telegraph that the student noticed the bees, which had taken up residence in a light fixture. The children were taken out of the room and registered beekeeper Gene Riley and maintenance workers removed them. The insects didn't sting any children. The bees apparently entered the classroom through a small crack in the building and started making honey and laying wax. The beekeeper says when he arrived, the bees were buzzing all over the room. A school district official says the students could return to the classroom today. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This weather is made possible with support from the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District, offering access and opportunity throughout our community. Route and schedule information available at 384-8188 or at cumtd.com.
It's 9:35 Central Time, and we get a look at the forecast with Mike Sulla. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Jeff. Sounds like we got a job for May Baerbaum there.
That's true. Maybe we should send her down to Alton and figure out how all those bees got inside and how they didn't sting anybody.
Maybe they're refugees from a collapsing hive somewhere in the area. But, you know, I think it's good news that there's bees out there as the pollination season I guess it's already underway for some fruits and vegetables in the area. And we're going to have more growing weather for at least a short while. We have another round of showers and thunderstorms that will start to work into the two-state area. And then we get into the holiday weekend, and boy, if it's in the ground, chances are it's going to grow because temperatures will be heading up into the 70s and 80s across the entire two-state area over the weekend and into early next week. But again, computer models indicating more rain. In fact, more frequent rains will be pushing in to the Midwest. And most of the activity next week appears to be along the northern portion of Illinois and Indiana, not excepting southern and central sections. But it looks like the heaviest rain next week is bound for northern sections. Right now, we have no precipitation. We have a few locations with a lot of cloud cover, but that's mainly across northeastern Indiana. Illinois looks almost cloud-free as far as the infrared satellite. I have not looked at the visible satellite, but again, the infrared, which does show the cloud cover across Indiana, northeastern Indiana, is also showing that the clear skies extend across Iowa, most of Missouri, all of Wisconsin, Minnesota. So there's an area where the Canadian high pressure is settling in, and we are going to benefit from that by seeing a mostly sunny sky in Champaign-Urbana today. Temperatures have started to climb out of the 40s in most locations. It's still 48 degrees at Auburn, Fort Wayne, and South Bend. 49 degrees at South Bend and 49 at Goshen. Freeport is the cool spot in Illinois, and they are at 50 degrees. And on the warm end of the thermometer, you'll find Carbondale at 64 degrees and Evansville at 63. Most locations with winds under 10 miles per hour. Willard Airport, for example, 9 mile per hour northeasterly wind. But again, a few locations across northern and eastern Indiana with stronger winds. Gust at, Lafayette had a 17 mile per hour gust, a 21 mile per hour gust at Goshen, and a sustained wind at 17 gusting to 25 at South Bend. The forecast for Illinois and Indiana, relatively quiet weather. We will see some cloud development this afternoon, but a mostly sunny start to the day and highs that will range from 60 in northeastern Indiana up to 75 in far southern Illinois. Mostly clear for Indiana tonight. Illinois, clear to partly cloudy early, then clouds increase with widely scattered showers arriving in southwestern Illinois overnight. Lows will range from 40 in northwestern Illinois to